At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
It will be Mount Holmes basketball to start the second quarter, and that was actually a good way to start the second quarter as they come off Emily Payne's jumper right before the end of the period to put the Lady Bombers back on top, 12-11. So both teams come out on the floor. Kate Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets into Emma Martin in the backcourt. We're back underway. Martin into the front court. Throws over to Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert's going to drill to the top. Gives it to Yates on the right side. Finds Foreman in the paint. Kicks out to Payne. Back to Foreman in the corner. Foreman's going to dribble down towards the lane. Now throws that back out to Payne on the right wing. Over to Martin. It goes on the left. Martin will give it up top to Foreman. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert's going to dribble down into lane, going in for the layup, and shot's going to be partially blocked from behind, and Jonesboro's going to come up with the basketball. Here is Salary going to try for another jumper on the left elbow. No good. Thomas gets off. It's a rebound. She puts it back up. That one will not go either. Ball is knocked around and finally controlled by Emma Martin, and back from the Lady Bombers. 7:13 left in this first half. Mountain Home with the ball, leading 12-11. Martin between the circles, dribbles to the right side now. Now takes the screen from Yates, throws up top to Foreman, over to Payne on the left. Payne's going to take the screen from Foreman, throws up top to Yates, over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert's going to dribble up near the top. Now goes back out to the right side. Up top to Yates, ball, she's going to put up the three, will not go. Chases down her own rebound. Now kicks out to Emma Martin on the left wing. Up top to Payne, over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert's going to dribble between the circles. Now goes back over to the right wing. Now gives it near the top to Yates, over to Foreman on the top, over to Martin on the left side, up top now to Yates. Yates will throw to Payne on the right. Payne's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Salary. Back comes Jonesboro with a chance to get the lead back. Salary across the timeline for the Lady Hurricane. She's going to dribble down into lane, going in for the left. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Destiny Salary will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 6:19 left in the first half. Emma Martin picks up her second personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. Leah Jackson is going to come back in for Mountain Home, replacing Kate Gilbert. And for Jonesboro, Kiana Hardaway comes out as she'll be replaced by Kayla Foots. So Destiny Salary at the free throw line to try to convert the three-point play. She does. She now has 5 points, and Jonesboro's on top 14-12. Martin into the front court with a little over 6 minutes left of the half. Payne has it now at the top. Gives it to Yates. Back over to Payne. Payne will dribble towards the free throw line. Now over to Martin. It goes on the right side. Martin takes the screen from Yates. Up top to Foreman. Over to Jackson on the left. Jackson's going to take the screen. Throws up top to Yates. Tried to throw it to Payne. Ball was knocked away by Foots, goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and Mountain Home will keep possession with 5:49 left of the first half. Payne will trigger the inbound pass in front of the Mountain Home crowd. She gets into Martin. Lady Bombers with the ball, trailing by two. Jackson has it now, throws over to Payne on the right side. Payne's going to drill down towards the lane. He's going to go up for the running jumper, no good, and Thomas gets a rebound. Back come the Lady Hurricane. Here is Ariana Hardaway throwing it down to Foots, who's going in for the layup. It's going to be foul going up, and she'll head to the free throw line with 5:32 left of the half. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her second personal foul. That's the 14th foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Kayla Foots will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Foots' first shot is up, no good. So we'll stay one possession game even if she gets the second free throw. One more free throw coming up for Foots with, 5:32 left in this half. Foots' second shot is up and no good. She misses both, and Yates gets the rebound. Back come the Lady Bombers with a chance to tie this game up or get the lead back. Martin throws it to Yates up at the top. Over to Jackson on the right side. Jackson's going to take the screen from Yates. Now throws up top to Foreman. Over to Payne on the left. Payne's going to take the screen, gives up top to Yates. Yates will give it to Foreman there at the top. Over on the left side to Payne. Payne gives it back to Yates. Over to Martin on the right. Martin's going to dribble down. Now kicks out to Jackson. Jackson's going to try for the three for the lead. No good. And the rebound's knocked around and controlled by Ariana Hardaway. And she will throw it to Salary. Salary's going to throw it to Hardaway for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound is chased down by Chastity Jackson. She'll give it to Ariana Hardaway. Over to Salary, who's going to go down into the lane. Her layup is missed, and back comes Mountain Hall. Now fouls will be called in the backcourt against Jonesboro. Destiny Salary picks up her first personal foul, team foul number three, team foul number two against Jonesboro here in the second half, Kate Gilbert's going to come back into the game for Mountain Home. Madison Yates will take. Yates looked like she might have been shaken up there, going for as off that missed three by Leah Jackson. There was a little bit of a collision going for the rebound. So now Mountain Home with the ball back with a little over 4.5 minutes left of the first half as they trail 14-12. Foreman throws over to Martin on the right side. Martin's going to try for the three for the lead. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Jonesboro. Here is Ariana Hardaway dribbling to the right side, going down to the corner. Now she's going to dribble down into the lane, kicks it out in the left corner. Now ball goes to Salary on the left wing. Her three-pointer will not go, and then goes over the backboard for the out-of-bounds call, and Mountain Home will get it back with 4:13 left in the half. Emily Payne's going to come out of the game as she'll be replaced by Addison Yates. And for Jonesboro, Lexi Lawless is going to come back in as she'll replace Kayla Foots. 4:13 left in this first half. Mountain Home with the ball back as they trail 14-12. Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws up top to Jackson, Leah Jackson. Now gives it to Foreman. Foreman throws over to Martin on the left side. Martin's going to drill it to the top. Tries to throw it to block past Foreman. Passes over her head and stolen by Jonesboro. That is Mountain Home's fourth turnover of the night. Here is Salary throwing over on the right side to Laws. Her three-pointer is up, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Kate Gilbert. And back come the Lady Bombers. 3:43 left in the half. Here is Gilbert with the ball on the left wing. Gilbert gives up top to Foreman. Over to Martin on the right side. Down to Yates on the low block. Yates is going to look to make a move. Now tries to throw it to Foreman. Pass was a little wide of her, but Leah Jackson's there to get it back. Now Martin has it on the right side. Martin's going to take the screen from Foreman. Throws it to Foreman in the right corner. Foreman's going to drill down into the lane, going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 3:17 left in this first half. Destiny Thomas picks up her first personal foul, team foul number three, against the Lady Hurricane. So Anna Grace Foreman to shoot Mountain Home's first free throws of the night. First shot is up, no good. Kiana Hardaway is going to come back into the game for the Lady Hurricane as Destiny Thomas will take a seat. So one more free throw for Anna Grace Foreman. Foreman's second shot is up. No good. She misses both. And the rebound is chased down by Chassie Jackson. And back comes Jonesboro. Destiny Salary with the ball. Has the ball knocked away. Oh, a late foul call against Mountain Home. A reach in. They're going to give Ashton Yates with her first personal foul. That's the 15th foul against the Lady Bombers. So Ariana Hardaway will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline for Jonesboro. Throws it to Kiana Hardaway. Now Salary has it near the top. She's going to drill to the left elbow. Pull up for the jumper. Good. Destiny Salary with 7 points. And it's a two-possession lead for Jonesboro. 16-12 with less than 3 minutes left of the half. Here is Gilbert with the ball on the left wing. Gives it up top to Yates. Over to Martin on the right side. Down to Foreman on the low block. Foreman's going to look to make a move towards the basket. Now instead kicks it back out to Martin. Martin's going to drill to the corner. Gives it to Gilbert on the wing. Up top to Foreman. Exchange. Foreman will throw it over to Gilbert on the right side. Now Gilbert gives up top to Yates. Yates will throw it to Jackson on the left. Jackson's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Leah Jackson with her first 3 points of the night. That cuts Jonesboro's lead to a point. 16-15 our score. 2:16 left in the half. Here is Ariana Hardaway up top for the Lady Hurricane. Now it's almost again in a man-to-man. Ariana Hardaway will dribble to the right wing. Now gives up near the top to Laws. Over on the left side, it goes to Chassie Jackson. Chassie Jackson's going to dribble near the top. Gives over to Salary on the left side. Salary's going to dribble down toward the free throw line. Now kicks out to Chassie Jackson. Over to Ariana Hardaway, who's going to dribble down to lane. Back to Chassie Jackson, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Anna Grace Foreman. And back comes Mount Home. Just as I say that, they turn it over in the backcourt. Here's Salary going in for the layup. Will not go, but she's going to draw contact and head to the free throw line. As Mount Home's fifth turnover of the night. Anna Grace Warren picks up her third personal foul, team foul number six, against the Lady Bombers. So Destiny Salary back at the free throw line, where she is one of one with 7 points. 1:29 left in this half. Salary's first free throw is up. No good. Emily Payne's going to come in for Mountain Home, replacing Anna Grace Foreman. And for Jonesboro, Destiny Thomas and Kayla Foots will come back in, replacing Lexi Laws and Chastity Jackson. So Salary with one more free throw to shoot. Salary's second shot is up and in. She gets one or two on this trip. She now has 8 points. And it's back to a two-point lead for Jonesboro. 17-15 our score. Less than a minute and a half left of this first half. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Has it on the left side. Dribbles down toward the corner. Now is going back out on the wing. Picks up a drill. Throws it to Yates near the left corner. Now over to Martin. Martin's going to try to get some distance between her and her defender. Throws it up top to Leah Jackson now. Leah Jackson will throw it over to Gilbert on the right side. Now she'll take the screen from Jackson. Throws over to Yates. Over to Payne. Payne thought about three. Now instead will take the screen. Now is going to dribble towards the top. Throws up top to Jackson. Over to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble towards the free throw line. Her pass to Payne was knocked away. Ball is going to go out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Payne. And that is Mount Home's sixth turnover of the night. 45.7 seconds left to play in this first half. As Jonesboro gets the ball back, leading by two. Haven Klinger is going to check in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Kate Gilbert. Klinger is a 5'5 sophomore for the Lady Bombers. Ariana Hardaway will walk the ball into the front court for Jonesboro as they lead 17-15. Hardaway across the timeline. She throws to Kiana Hardaway. Over on the right side, it goes to Foots. Cross-court pass to Salary. Down in the left corner to Ariana Hardaway. She's going to try for the three. Will not go. Kiana Hardaway gets a offensive rebound. Puts it back up and in. Kiana Hardaway with her first 2 points. 19-15. Jonesboro leading Mount Home with 14 seconds left. Martin into the front court. 10 seconds left. 6 seconds. Now Martin's going to drill down into lanes. Going to go in for the layup. No good. Jonesboro gets the rebound. Salary's going to try one last heave with the buzzer. Cannot get it. And we've reached the end of the first half. Our first two quarters are in the books. Our score at the break, Mountain Home trailing Jonesboro 19-15. We will start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.